It's Thursday, the 12th of January, 10:25 a.m. We've got snow. We've got snow this morning. We got a couple of wee flurries last evening, but then they went off. But when we got up this morning, I wouldn't say it's an awful lot of snow, to be honest with you. But enough to make the ground and the rooftops white. Yes. Half an inch, maybe. Not a lot. What's the forecast? It's a cold morning, which means that the sky must have cleared at some time. But now I can see clouds coming in from the west again. And it's so. Isn't that colour of cloud that you get for snow? It's hard to describe, I suppose. Not black and not light grey, but that kind of. I don't know. What would you call that? Snow colour. No, just that mid grey that has got snow written all over it. Could be proven wrong, right enough. But anyway, I'll lie in bed. One of the best sleeps I've had in a long while, both me and my wife. With the exception that she took cramp in her thigh just not long after going into bed. I had to go up and pace up and down to get it to go. But that was okay. I actually went back to sleep. Yeah, I know, what a sad case. But there's nothing you can do. Someone's got crap, you can stand up and give comfort if you like. But it doesn't always give the comfort, especially when you're in pain from crap. So we went to bed, and the first time I got up was 5:10. Now that's 5:10 for me is just incredible. The next time was 8:10. And the next time was when we decided to get out of bed at around about 9:30. So, and I slept well. What a great sleep, so grateful. Makes all the difference. So I'm feeling good this morning. I'm feeling good in the sense that I've had a great sleep and I've still got the positivity of doing things for the new year, but I'm disappointed. A week ago, this time exactly a week ago, I was out on my bike. I was cycling in alright, very cold morning. But in beautiful clear blue skies and sunshine when you caught it. And I plan to get back out today again, but there you go. I could go out, the roads are probably clear, but yeah. Let's see. I think there's other things I could do today. It's just the roads will be manky, as they say. They'll be fully salt at the moment because the gritters have been out salting them, so all you're going to get is salt spray thrown up from the bike or from the passing maddies in their metal boxes of all varying sorts. So I'll see. If the afternoon clears up, I'll go. Yeah, see, I almost dropped into the vernacular here. The afternoon. Nothing wrong with that, is there? So, not a lot to say this morning, just here to try to be productive. I think the both of us are going to end up in the garage today. We've got a massive rent, we've got more storage boxes yesterday, new ones. To replace the old and damaged ones from last year. And so, there are masses of stuff to be sorted out in the attic and the garage. And that'll keep us occupied. And at the end of this day, probably sit back in the evening and say, well, that was another productive day. Chuck that one down in the calendar. The 12th today is also the anniversary of my wife's mother. I'm sure Mary, her mother was Mary also, I'm sure Mary has now been 12 years. 12 years, I think, since Mary passed. Time flies, isn't it? You know, time does fly. I've got a shocking memory about death. I can't remember when people died. Honestly, can't. If I don't write down their anniversary, I put it in my calendar diary to pop up. I forget. I'm also terrible at remembering whether someone has died or not. Yeah, that's the worst one. You often see me speaking about someone and being pulled up and saying, they died 5 years ago. Really? Or the opposite, which is probably worse, is saying, talking about someone and saying, yeah, it's a shame them. Didn't get a long life either. Someone saying, what are you talking about? They're still living. When did they die? So I'm absolutely shocking at remembering. Maybe that's, you see, this is where my brain starts to think, well, you know, tangents, and or maybe tangents is the wrong word, but where it starts to think. There's a reason for that. Excuse me, when I suck tea. I'm a bit crooky, cold air. That maybe there's a perfectly good and logical reason for that, and maybe my brain doesn't want to acknowledge death. Maybe. But that's just another theory. But it would explain a lot of things. Right, I need to go and fill the bird feeders, the wee sparrows I've been doing, and the seed feeder is empty. Poor wee scones. I'll go and get it filled. What's the point of me standing with a nice big hot mug of tea in a warm house and those wee friendly wee, that friendly wee family, and the other birds of course, you know, sitting waiting to say, come on man, it's cold, we're hungry, feed us. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag. Yeah, I'll be the Mac Poppins this morning again.